Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Thursday, April 11th. Today on Forbes, Trust Fund Fortunes, the World's Richest Heirs 2024. Last week, we released our 38th annual World's Billionaires list. It's not easy to make the billionaires list. Some shoveled manure on their neighbors' farms or slept in cars to get their start. Scores of others got a leg up from middle or upper-class parents. But plenty of the planet's super rich took the shortest route to billions. They were born with them. Roughly a third of the 2,781 people on the 2024 World's Billionaires ranking inherited their vast wealth, or at least a big chunk of it, by Forbes' calculations. In all, these 934 heirs, good for 33.6% of the list, are worth a collective $5 trillion. Those figures are on the rise, up from 827 last year, or 31.3% of the list, worth $4.1 trillion. This lucky bunch owe their riches to everything from cement to candy bars, and use their resources and connections to attend elite schools, launch businesses of their own, or just sit back and collect the fat dividends and investment returns that come from being handed a 10-figure fortune. Most of the planet's very richest people are categorized as self-made, meaning they built their own fortunes rather than inheriting it from a spouse or family member. But 7 of the 25 wealthiest people in the world started with at least a $1 billion inheritance, and in some cases, much, much more. This includes the richest woman, Françoise Bettencourt Myers, estimated net worth $99.5 billion, who inherited shares of the cosmetic giant L'Oreal, founded by her grandfather. It also includes Asia's richest person, Mukesh Ambani, worth $116 billion, who inherited part of the textile manufacturing empire started by his father. Ambani is one of 572 people in the ranks who have taken their good fortune and worked hard to expand it. He began with an estimated $2.9 billion fortune from his late father, Dhirubhai Ambani, who died in 2002, and is now part of the $100 billion club. This after growing his Reliance Industries into a $110 billion in revenue giant in telecom, retail, oil and gas, and more. Others were handed a ready-baked empire and let others run the show, such as Mark Mateschitz, who at 30 years old became Austria's richest person after his father, Red Bull co-founder Dietrich Mateschitz, died in 2022, leaving him his half of the global energy drink company. The young heir, who was the Red Bull co-founder's lone son, has an estimated worth of $39.6 billion. After his father's death, he inherited a 49% stake in the energy drink giant, plus a smattering of cash, real estate, and a stake in the Red Bull F1 racing team. The younger Mateschitz said he planned to take no role at the company and instead, quote, concentrate on my role as a shareholder. He earned $630 million in Red Bull dividends, pre-tax, over the past year. On our 2024 list, there are 107 new heirs compared to last year. One reason heirs are on the rise? As Forbes has reported, aging billionaires in the baby boomer generation, those born between 1946 and 1964, and their elders, are beginning the process of handing over their riches to the next generation, minting a new cohort of super wealthy youngsters. This is the first year since 2009 that every billionaire under 30 inherited his or her fortune. The youngest of all is Brazilian heiress Livia Voit, who is worth $1.1 billion. At 19 years old, she is now the world's youngest billionaire, thanks to her minority stake in WEG, the electrical equipment producer co-founded by her grandfather in 1961. Swedish sisters Sofia and Marta Schorling Högberg, also new billionaires, are worth an estimated $5.6 billion each after inheriting a majority of Melker Schorling AB, the investment firm started by their late father, Melker Schorling, who died last year. Another young billionaire heir who cracks the top 20 richest heirs is 37-year-old Lucas Walton. A grandson of Sam Walton, he inherited his piece of the Walmart family fortune when his father, John Walton, died in a plane crash in 2005. His mother, Christy Walton, is also a billionaire. Lucas Walton is worth $28 billion. He invests in startups focused on environmental causes and social change through his family office, Builders Vision. For full coverage, see our Forbes Reports video on the top 5 richest heirs and check out Jemima McAvoy's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.